Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with farmers for over 100 years to advance agriculture and farming way of life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 6:01, up 12.5 on the open. September 6:10, up 12. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 6:14, up 5.5 on the open. September 6:28, up 2. December 6:37, up 3. March 6:37, up 1 on the open. July corn opened at 356.5, unchanged on the open. September 367.75, up 3/4. December 377, up 2. March 387, down up 3/4. May 395, down 1/2. July 398.5, down 2.25. December 2008, 399.5, down 1.5 on the open. July soybeans open at 8:03, down 4 on the open. August 8:11.5, down 3.75. September 8:21, down 3.5. November 8:37, down 5. January 8:48, down 5. May 8:61.5, down 1.5. July 8:69, down 3.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 218.50, down 160 on the open. August 221.70, down 80. July soybean oil opened at 34.83, down 15 on the open. August 35.15, down 14. At the Merck August feeders, open at 107.50, down 15 on the open. September 108.10, down 15. October 108, down 40. November 108.10, down 35 on the open. June live cattle open at 85.50, down 5 on the open. August 88.25, down 37.5. October 92.40, down 17.5. December 94.20, down 10 on the open. July lean hogs opened at 72.30, down 37.5 on the open. August 70.90, down 42.5. October 64.85, down 7.5. December 62.50, make it 62.20, down 10 on the open. And July bellies opened at 93.65, unchanged on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Question I have for you regards the spreads between wheat and corn. Of course, we had a huge up move yesterday in wheat. We're seeing another huge follow-through up today in wheat. Why isn't the wheat market dragging corn prices higher?
When I first started out in the commodity business in Chicago, we had a very successful floor trader that said, if you're bullish wheat, buy wheat, and if you're bearish corn, sell corn. But it's always practical that you always buy the most bullish, and if you're bearish, you probably would sell the most bearish. You know, it's a lesson we learned quite quickly, when we started out in the business. Couple things. The protein levels of wheat are deteriorating. The Canadian wheat acreage was smaller. Also brought to our attention is that Egypt, India, and Iraq are short bought. Near as we can tell, there is some major weather problems as far as dryness is concerned in China. And the wheat market is looking very strong. Will we see a big acreage increase next year in wheat? Well, you know, maybe not with the thunder that we saw this last year. All said and done, the forecasters continue to talk about rain in the winter wheat growing area, and also they're drying out the spring wheat and also the Canadian wheat growing area. So it's all said and done. Wheat is a very strong commodity, and a lot of people feel that it does have strong values and will continue to race higher against the corn.
Given what you said then, and based on what we're seeing in the corn pit this week, I would guess then, and traders are believing that the acreage report on Friday will have a significantly higher acreage number for corn.
It's been talked about. However, it's probably, it's being talked about in a lot of circles. The areas that we think that could even be a surprise are the Dakotas. Some of our friends in the Dakotas and some of the people that have traveled through South and North Dakota feel the acreage just isn't up as large as what some of the early estimates are. As a result of that, we do get the feeling the wheat that was tore up, soft wheat was tore up, probably went to corn. Our biggest surprise, we think that the bean acreage probably is not as large as what people are thinking and could even be smaller. When it's all said and done, we are looking at some private weather forecasters that are forecasting some subpar moisture west of the Mississippi in time, as well as subpar moisture, more heat out there. And when we look at some of the weather models, you know, northern Missouri, northern Indiana, northern Ohio, southern Michigan, northern Missouri, Minnesota, we'll probably start to see some rain deficit areas as well.
Do you think we could see a shockingly big corn number come Friday, something in the neighborhood of up to 5 million additional acres?
It's always possible. The only thing that we do know is that the visual surveys indicate that the guys basically went berserk. And I point my finger at the seed companies. They did an excellent job of selling seed corn. The insurance companies, they did a wonderful job of telling people about the profitability and the risk-reward issues in the insurance area. The farm machinery people sold a ton of farm machinery. And also, when you do a little simple math, it did add up. And it was also very surprising when we had this traditional corn-soybean rotation. That basically was thrown out the window this year. So anything's possible. And also, a ton of corn has been sold ahead, too, as well.
All right, then. Based on all that you know, where is your bias, and where might prices be when the smoke clears come Friday afternoon?
Well, my bias is that I think the soybean market is very supportive. We do look at a situation down the road next year that with the present demand that we do know is there, and present world demand, we do have to actually grow acreage and production in order to have adequate carryover numbers. So it's prudent if a person hasn't sold a lot of stuff, he does need to have grain storage and be basically financially able to hold the commodities for longer and better price levels. Also, dry weather, particularly west of Mississippi, is also and parts of the Midwest, is also a supportive factor. My hunch, when it's all said and done, we'll see 5 to 7 million acres of corn that'll be under stress conditions, and that could be enough to support the market in the harvest time.
So come Friday, then, will prices be higher or lower on beans and corn?
Well, I think that as soon as the acreage numbers are out, people will focus on the weather forecast very quickly. My general impression is that there is this propensity to see wheat be strong, corn somewhat soft, and beans basically on the firm side.
If we're going to focus then on the weather, isn't weather pretty good given all the rain we saw this past week and the fact that there's corn already tasseling here in Illinois?
Yeah, we are seeing the corn plant tassel rather short to the ground. We're anticipating maybe the ear size not as large as historic norm. We do feel that the insect problem, both root worm and corn borer, will be major issues. the big factor here, of course, is, and it does look like the temperatures during tasseling and pollinating are going to be pretty good, but it's the idea that the weather could shift to warmer, drier, particularly west of the Mississippi, that it's going to present a pretty interesting deal, and particularly when we have so many acres located in the Dakotas. 90-plus degree temperatures has a tendency to make any corn grower west of the Mississippi humble.
So put on your speculator hat then for a moment, please. Take off the hedger hat for producers, and let me ask you, what are some of the ideas you have there?
As far as this speculative nature in the commodity world, our general impression is that we still think for years to come, crude oil is going to be a very valuable commodity. And the industries that are related to that are going to be, in my opinion, the boom industries. And converting that corn into ethanol and value-added products looks like it's a winner to me. I generally feel that anything that has to do with turning that commodity into corn into ethanol is going to be a very valuable value-added process, including the farmland. As far as being able to put a large bet on the table as of the fundamentals today, I think is very hard to do at this time, Dave.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too, sir. Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Current prices, July wheat in Kansas City, 604, up 15 and a half. July wheat at the Board of Trade, 615. 616 now, up 7 and a half. July corn, 354, down 2 and a half. July beans, 809, up 2. July soybean meal, 220.60, up 50. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.